You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Monday the 21st marks World Down Syndrome Day, a day aiming to raise awareness about what Down syndrome is and how people with Down syndrome can play vital roles in our lives and communities. The date March 21st, the 21st day of the third month, signifies the triplication of the 21st chromosome, the defining and unique characteristic of people with Down syndrome. To hear more about this year's holiday, I spoke with Anna Contardi, the national coordinator of the Italian Association for People with Down Syndrome.
The World Down Syndrome Day is an initiative that the goal to help the people to know better who are the people with Down syndrome and what is the condition in which they are living in the world. And it was recognized by the ONU some years ago, and the date is significant because the 21 of March, 21 of the third month of the year, is like the third chromosome, 21, that is a characteristic of people with Down syndrome. And this is the reason of this date. The topic of this year is my friends, my community, and wanted to give the message of the inclusion and the importance of the inclusion of the people with Down syndrome in the society, in the normal life with the other people. In the last year, the topic was the work inclusion. This year, the topic is the general inclusion in society. That could be a very important message for all of us. For example, in Italy, we have decided to give a message every day in our website with a photo of people with Down syndrome included in different contexts. And every day in all the month of March, waiting for the 21, we add another photo, another stories in our website.
What have been some of the successes of World Down Syndrome Day in the past?
The visibility of the day come from the activity of the different organization in the different countries. Obviously, that is connected with the possibility of different associations. When we started 5 years ago, the first message that we wanted to give was, be aware, we are here. Let's go in, was the, let's in. And the first movie that DSI, the World Organization, proposed was really the people with Down syndrome that open a door to make the significant to enter in the life in the society and the society enter in the life of the people with Down syndrome. There are different events in the world. In some country is only a message on the website, on the advertisement and things like this. In other countries, there are some activities like Congress, but also activity of game with other people, of visibility in the normal life. For example, I have seen that in Rome, we have some school in which there are people with Down syndrome included that have decided to choose a movie about life of people with Down syndrome, to see together, to discuss about this reality, to know a little bit more.
Pope Francis has encouraged the inclusion and call for attention to the marginalized. Has this done anything to impact the work you do?
But for example, in each country, the problem of marginalized is different. And this connected from one side with the culture of the country and from another side with the organization and also with the local laws. For example, in Italy, we have had the opportunity of the law of school inclusion since 1975, and it has changed a lot the culture of our country. But we have at the same time some problems in the adult life, because in this moment the expectancy of the life is grow a lot, and there are a lot of people with Down syndrome that is adults. Sometimes it's very difficult to include them in the job market or have enough services for the adult life. also for this, the topic of this year that is pushing over the society, because it's a responsibility of all the people and not only of the institutions, is an important message.
Vatican Radio had a wonderful experience with a Down syndrome man working in our office. Do you think individuals with Down syndrome have a place in the office environment?
There are different levels of disability in the people with Down syndrome. We have a lot of good experience, for example, of people included in the job or people that have had very good success in the sport. And there are other people that have a serious problem and they need more assistance. In the last years, I suppose that we have seen a lot of new success and new opportunity for the people with Down syndrome, because it's changing a little bit also the view of the other people. Because obviously, if you look to a person all the time thinking that this person cannot do anything, this person has less possibility to offer a contribution to the society. But if the people look to the people with Down syndrome thinking that they can give a support, they can give a participation to the society, also the people with Down syndrome can offer more, because in this relation grow the possibility of the people to express who they are.
What are you hoping to see in the future for individuals with Down syndrome?
I think that in the future we can have more people included in the society. I have seen that all over the world there is a very big pressure to include more, for example, the children in the school, because we have seen that the mainstreaming school is probably the best proposal for the people with Down syndrome and generally for the society that receive a lot from the opportunity of this inclusion. I think that in the next years, we are going to a group of people that is growing a lot in the age. And so we have in the next years a lot to do with the adults. And there are some aspects connected with job inclusion, with the residential aspects connected with the reality of people with Down syndrome that we have to effort.
That was Anna Contardi, the national coordinator of the Italian Association for People with Down Syndrome.